News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
14 minutes past 7 on News Talk Breakfast. Calls are mounting for extra pay for frontline workers such as nurses, teachers and Gardaí living in Dublin. Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland. Do you agree with these calls, Michael?
Good morning, Shane. Good morning. Yeah, we've been hearing these for a long time. It's a very complicated question. I mean, is it based on where you live or where you work?
Where you work. That's how it generally works.
Okay, so where you work, right? So is it working in certain schools or is it certain areas?
I think, just to clarify, I think in London there's an inner one, 5 miles from Charing Cross, I think is the inner London waiting, and there's an outer London waiting 18 miles from Charing Cross.
Yeah, two different rates because of the public services. In other words, the transport services in Greater London. We don't have a transport service like that in Ireland. So that's why we have teachers and nurses living 100 kilometres from Dublin and commuting and spending a fortune on cars, you know, diesel, petrol. How are we going to subsidise them? If you give a Dublin allowance, the first thing that will happen is your ability to borrow money goes up, therefore prices go up. We would favour something like what did work in certain boroughs in London, which was reduced rents or cheaper loans to make houses more affordable for key workers, and obviously better public transport so we can move people quicker in and out of the city. We don't believe a Dublin allowance is going to work. What about other urban areas? And as I said, where does Dublin end? You know, Dublin is now Dublin plus 100 kilometres.
Okay, but you have a problem. If you're a teacher teaching in Dublin and you're from Leitrim, say, you're going to move back to Leitrim to live there because it's way, way cheaper and dramatically cheaper to buy a house there. So there's a problem when it comes to filling jobs in Dublin. And this isn't a new innovation. London did it in 1920. They introduced this and we're still flapping around wondering, is it a good idea?
But yeah, but how big an allowance is it then? If the gap in house price between Leitrim and Dublin, how much is it going to take to make Dublin more attractive? Is it going to be sustainable? As I said, and all, is it going to just add to the inflationary cost of property?
I'd struggle to see how giving it to a small percentage of public sector workers is going to have that big an impact on house prices in a city the size of Dublin.
Well, it depends on the area.
It strikes me you're kind of looking for reasons not to do it, as opposed to maybe working with it as a possible idea. I mean, is this because this would cause a split in your union, for example, and a lot of your members wouldn't like it?
Well, no, but I mean, you have to look at the whole idea behind it. I mean, if you are someone down the country and you're sending kids to Dublin to college, so there's costs for everywhere you live in Ireland at the moment. We've seen the greatest increase in property at the moment in areas 100 kilometres from Dublin. Dublin, I think, has gone up in the last month by 3%. Houses down in the Midlands have gone up by as much as 27%.
You can't credibly argue that it is cheaper to live in Dublin than it is in a town 100 kilometres from Dublin. It's just not.
No, I totally accept that, Shane. But if you're living 100 kilometres from Dublin and you're commuting to Dublin, what about the cost of your car or your... or the diesel, or
if you're commuting to Dublin, you still get it, Michael. That's the whole idea. It's on your place of work.
Okay, so who gets it then? Say you bought a house in 2005, 2013, or now. All of those have three different price variables. So do you only give it to new staff? No. Do you give it to existing staff?
You give it to all staff. It's not a difficult concept. You keep saying, how are we going to do this? It's done in other countries, other jurisdictions.
But the bottom line, Shane, is it hasn't worked in other countries.
Well, it's helped in London.
No, in London, it hasn't helped. No, I mean, they are still cannot fill teaching positions in London. They still struggle to get nurses.
Well, perhaps they'd struggle even more if it wasn't there.
Perhaps. I haven't seen any research that stands over that.
Okay. All right. You're set against it anyway.
I'd have to look at see what the proposals were and are they fair and do they take things into account? But I think there's so many uncertain questions and Ireland has evolved so differently to other countries. It would be very difficult to apply it to just Dublin.
Okay. Michael Gillespie, General Secretary of the Teachers Union of Ireland. As always, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.